ManhattanLive.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Get Well Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. The phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or send me an email. Kick it off and go with Steve. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show, my friend.
How you doing?
Living well, man. What's up?
I'm doing all right. I called about an issue with my fingers, but sometimes my fingers, they go numb from like the end of my finger to the middle digit joint. And sometimes it's only one hand, and sometimes it's just the left hand, you know, either the right or the left.
Okay.
It's really strange, like the syndrome where your fingers just go numb, you know? So I was wondering if it's like a heart issue.
First of all, when did it begin? Let's talk about that.
2 or 3 years ago.
And did you have any kind of accident or anything that would, like a car accident?
I snowblown outside. It was really freezing cold. My hands got really cold, you know? And ever since then. You know, and my mother always tells me, well, you got bad circulation.
Is it more numbness and tingling? Is that what it is?
Well, no, they actually turn white. Like, one of my hands will be pink and healthy looking, and the other fingers on the other hand will actually go white. And they look like they're numb and white with no blood in the fingers.
Have you been to a doctor at all?
Cold as ice.
Okay. Now, have you had any blood work done recently?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'd recommend you do, Steve, is you want to actually go to your physician and get some blood work done. And there's a couple things that, you definitely want to do that. Because there's a couple things they're going to be, that I would have them look for, have them check for any kind of autoimmune condition. Okay, there's an autoimmune condition called Raynaud's. And sometimes those are symptoms that are very similar to that. I'm not saying you have it. I'm just saying they're very similar. And it could be another issue. It could be nerve-related, because there's three aspects of the body that we always look at. There's the mental side, the chemical side, and the structural side. Structural being the bones, muscles, and nerves, that kind of thing. So you want to make sure that you look at both of those, or all three sides, no matter what you're looking at, as far as no matter what aspect of the body you're looking at. So mental, chemical, structural, bones, muscles, nerves is what we're looking at here. And you want to make sure that when they do the blood work, they're checking for autoimmune. They can check for Raynaud's. They can check for also get with a osteopathic physician that's a DO and have them do a complete check and see if the nerves in the base of your neck are actually being impinged, irritated, or inflamed or restricted in any way. Because the nerves that start at the base of your neck, they come down the shoulder, down the arm, all the way into the fingers. And so the restriction typically wouldn't happen at the wrist or anything like that going into your hand. It would actually happen in the base of your neck. So that's where the actual origination of that nerve root is. And it'd be good to have that checked out and see if it's neurological or if it has some autoimmune components to it or if it's blood related. But see, if you get the test done, it's one of the best things you can do. I'm a huge fan of diagnostic tests. They give us incredible information and can help rule things in and rule things out. And for doctors worldwide, I mean, it's standard of care. Blood work is the gold standard, and I'm a big fan. So please get that done. And if you want, you can bounce it back off of me here on the show, and we can go from there. Need a second opinion? Be glad to talk to you about that. But I would get that done first and foremost and get an evaluation done of your neck region and all the different nerves by an osteopathic physician that's a DO. Thanks for the call, Steve. Questions about your health? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whether you're absolutely thriving tonight or challenged in a hospital bed, we're here to help you. Here to help you take from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. You know, the body regenerates every single day. That's the amazing thing. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Make sure to go to twitter.com. You can send me tweets during the show. Be glad to answer them. Or you can just follow me on Twitter as we send out things during the day to empower your health and your life. Let's go to Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Of course.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have had congestive heart failure, and I'm, you know, recovering, you know, well from it. But one of the medications that I'm taking is Lasix.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, because Lasix makes you urinate frequently,
yes.
I'm having problems sometimes with cramping at night, leg cramps, and mm-hmm. because I think that the Lasix is removing so many liquids from my body that I am getting leg cramps, even though I'm eating a banana and trying to keep the potassium levels. Leg cramping at night, and I was wondering if you could recommend anything in a dietary supplement or changes in diet that might cut down on this cramping.
Yeah, the cramping is definitely a side effect of your standard diuretics, and you just think when you're removing the fluid, it's great that you thought that. Common sense. If you're pulling fluids from the body, you're also going to be pulling minerals and electrolytes out, and it does. They do that, unfortunately. But you can replace them and put them back in and almost create a counter effect of that. And there's some great things you can do more on the natural side that can help play the same role. Because even if, because of the congestive heart failure, a lot of times it's very hard not to take a diuretic, you can at least possibly lower your dosage. And we've seen that clinically. And then you have some more natural things working in your body so you don't have to take as much. See, that would be a success. Yeah, I mean, anything that we can do to get your body functioning better would be a success. So a couple of things. Minerals, potassium iodide is the one you would want to use. Now, there's different potassiums, but you want to use potassium iodide and don't use more than 99 milligrams a day. That's one. Magnesium iodide as well. And then also both of those. Then an ionic calcium would be very good. So those three will help replace a lot of the minerals. And then you would also want to use and actually drink sodium every day. Now, the best way to get natural sodium are two places. You can actually do it with celery juice, which is really, really good. And you can blend that. You could blend your own celery juice, however you want to do that. But also another way is using chicken broth or beef broth.
Okay.
They both have – and don't get the low sodium, obviously. You're going for – the salt itself, so you want to get that in your body. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, because I reduced my salt intake because I'm trying to lose weight and just basically following a heart-healthy diet.
I know.
So I had reduced the amount of salt.
Now, when I say that, though, you want to stay off the table salt, just like you've been recommended to do.
Right.
So you don't want to do – this is different. Taking in sodium is different than taking in salt. It's a little bit different. Let me tell you how. You don't want to take in a ton of it. You want to do about 2 ounces of it a day. It's just enough to replace electrolytes of what the diuretic's taking out.
Okay.
So, again, we're not taking a ton of sodium in. You follow me? You're just taking enough in to do an electrolyte replacement, and that's it. We're not taking in 2,000 milligrams of sodium a day. Now, you're right to be on and be off of salt, but you want to do just enough to help with that. It'll also help support your adrenal glands, which are your body's stress glands. So all that is just a slight electrolyte replacement. We're not talking about a lot. Okay, so just a little 2 ounces heated up of the chicken broth, beef broth, or natural celery juice.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
For your life, just call 888-283-7272. Let's go to Bob from Los Angeles, California. He writes, my mother just had her gallbladder removed. How can I keep this from happening to me? Well, getting your gallbladder removed is something you definitely don't want to do if you don't have to. And I always say, unless it comes down to the wire and it is life-threatening, don't get anything taken out of your body that doesn't need to be removed. So for you, a couple of things you want to do. With gallbladder, you obviously want to make sure what the gallbladder does. Let's talk about what it does first. What it does is it helps secrete bile, and bile is a substance that goes into the body and into the digestive tract, and it helps emulsify fat. So it helps break down the fat, digest it, process it so it can be digested. And so your omega-3 fatty acids, all the things that what fats are utilized in the body for, skin, hair, nails, hormone functions, everything. You're dealing with cholesterol production. I mean, when you're dealing with fats, not breaking them down is a big deal. And so when you remove the gallbladder, we still secrete the bile from the liver, but it's not as concentrated and it's not as directed and it's not as good. So the bile salts and that sort of thing tend to break down. So there's a couple things you want to do. First of all, you want to make sure that you support your gallbladder by taking L-tyrosine and glycine. Both of those are amino acids. And they're the two that form the bile salts in the body. The more bile salts you can form, the easier it is on the gallbladder to be able to break down fats and help utilize them. So if you get under a lot of stress, then glycine and taurine, the amino acids, get kind of chewed up in the body. They don't work as well. They're not as readily available. So again, stress plays a big role in the body, and we're seeing it just in this case when you're dealing with the gallbladder. There's a neurotransmitter, too, called acetylcholine. You're going to hear me talk about that a lot here on the show. But acetylcholine is the number one neurotransmitter that our body uses on a regular basis. Our brain chemistry, it's extremely important. When acetylcholine levels go down, gallbladder function goes down. It's directly correlated. So you want to keep your acetylcholine levels up. Meat, fish, eggs, those are all incredible for raising acetylcholine levels, and phosphatidylcholine, 2,000 milligrams before you go to bed, helps you go into a deep REM sleep, but it also raises your own acetylcholine levels and helps brain chemistry, but it also helps the gallbladder. So a couple things you can do, many things, to not have to get it taken out. You can also do about every 3 months, you can do a gallbladder liver flush. Very simple. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Easy to do. You want to juice organic apples to do this. And you can either blend them, juice them, however you want to do it. But you drink the apple juice mixed with water, half and half. You do that for 3 days, no food. And you can drink it every 15, 20 minutes, whatever you want to do. And then 3 hours before bed, on the evening of the third day, you drink 4 ounces of extra virgin olive oil mixed with 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon juice. Let me tell you, it does not tastes good, but it works. You can wake up the next morning, you'll have a bowel movement. A lot of things come out, sludge and stones that'll come out from your gallbladder, and it's a great little thing to do on a semi-regular basis to keep your gallbladder cleaned out, flushed out. It's like using liquid Drano to keep everything clean in the gallbladder area. Now remember, the gallbladder is very important for dealing with fats, and fats are so important for so many processes of the body. Keep that gallbladder at all cost. Questions about your health? 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rob. Hi, Rob. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for having me on. You offer a valuable service. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. What's up?
Okay, I've got a degree in kinesiology and education. I've played professional soccer all my life. I started truck driving last year, and until last year, I could eat and drink anything I wanted and never really had to worry about my weight. But now I'm up to 220, and I'm 6'2". 42, and I'm used to being between 170 and 190 as a soccer player, so I'm wondering what I can do to try and keep my weight down while I'm in this truck.
All right, how many hours a day are you driving? Is it 8 hour treks, 9, 10? How does that work for you?
11 to 14.
Okay, so you're going. How many days in a row will you take these trips?
5 to 6.
All right. Are you getting out and exercising every so often, or do you just go straight through and you're not exercising at all?
I do get out at the end of my day and generally go for one to two mile walk just to stretch out.
All right. Here's what I recommend for the guys and gals that are driving trucks when I talk to them. It's very good, even if you can pull over about every, and I know it's important because you're on a time schedule, but if you could go about every 4 hours and take a 15-minute walk somewhere,
yep,
then that would be really good to do. That right there, and I mean a fast-paced walk where you're almost breaking a good sweat.
Sure.
That's important. Keeping the fluids up is going to be important. And
yep.
But the constant exercise is going to be the biggest thing. That's the number one thing. And if you could carry some TheraBands, things with you in the truck that you could actually do outside of your truck, I would hands down start doing that. Because the sitting, they're even showing now, there's an article that came out, it's talking about sitting. So when you're at a desk job, or you're driving in a truck, or you have a driving job, whatever, the body doesn't handle sitting very well. And certain processes start happening to the nervous system, and also the digestive system, that they're finding that there's more toxin release when you sit for long periods of time. And so it's really important to get up and get moving in certain intervals when you're doing these long treks. It really is. So not just keep your weight down, but for your overall health.
Have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure,
I'm 45 years old. Thank you. And 4.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with cervical dysplasia. It was estrogen dominant. I went to a nutritionist. I changed my eating habits. I lost 40 pounds. I felt really good. I passed my PAP. And now I have, like, no estrogen. It's like my periods are very light, and I'm starting with hot flashes, and all my weight has come back, and I eat real healthy. I feel like I'm starving. I eat so little. I eat, like, salmon and chicken, nuts and raisins, oatmeal, eggs. I don't take any milk or anything sugary. I do have fruits and vegetables, but I just feel like my body is starving, and I have no estrogen. I'm starting to get depressed where I'm sad for no reason, or I start to cry. I just feel really like I need to do something to help myself, and I was wondering if you could help me.
Well, now when you say your estrogen is low, is that you feel like your estrogen is low, or the blood work says your estrogen is low?
Well, 4 years ago I had my blood work, and they told me everything was normal. I haven't had anything done since, but it's just that my periods have almost diminished. And I've started with hot flashes, and I just feel like I am, like my estrogen is below.
You just don't, things just don't feel like they used to, right?
No, and I'm very dry, and I'm very irritable.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, there's some easy ways to handle that. If you're irritable, do you have mood swings by chance?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. And do you feel depressed, like highs and lows? And Coach, you're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Start off with Geraldine. A little email came in from Tampa, Florida. She writes, I've had high blood pressure for the past 5 years. I've been on many medications, but nothing seems to work. Can you suggest anything? Well, Geraldine, high blood pressure is something that a lot of people struggle with, a lot of people deal with, and there's some great protocols out there, but it combines several things. You want to make sure you're changing that your diet. You don't want to make eating the same things you've been doing for several years. You definitely want to change that. And the anti-inflammatory diet, I'm a big fan of. You want to do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, beef, fish, and eggs. Low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables. You want to stay away from the starchy carbohydrates, such as the breads and the pastas and the cereals and the crackers and also potatoes, rice. Stay away from those. Stick more with fruits and vegetables. And then also, go the healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and that sort of thing. You follow those principles, and that's a good foundation. Remember, we are what we eat. Food is our greatest medicine. And so regardless if you've been on different medications for high blood pressure, you want to make sure that you're following some good basic principles to get your blood pressure lowered naturally. If you don't change your lifestyle, then nothing else is going to change. No pill is going to correct anything long term. So blood pressure, some other things we found that work very well. Rebounding. It's called mini trampoline. They call it rebounding. Is now coming on very, very strong. Jumping on a mini trampoline 5 minutes a day all the way up to 20 minutes a day makes a huge difference in lowering blood pressure. They've done study after study, and they found that it is that along with pumping the lymphatic system to get rid of toxins from the body. So 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day, you just put it in front of the television. You want to watch TV, watching your favorite TV show, jump up and down on that mini trampoline. It's great exercise for you to do something like that. Urban Rebounder makes a really, really rebounder unit. It's got a lifetime warranty on it, I believe. It's got a handrail so you don't fly off of it. But they've got a training video that goes with it. It's $100, urbanrebounder.com. Big fan. We use those in all of our clinics. So the other thing, too, there's a protocol of some different supplements. Now, you have to look at two things that are amino acids, L-arginine and L-citrulline. Both of those help lower and stabilize blood pressure. The other is potassium iodide and then NADH. NADH is a version of niacin. It doesn't make you flush like vitamin B3, the regular niacin does, but it helps really stabilize things. So that's a good protocol for lowering blood pressure and getting it stabilized, especially if you feel like you've attempted by doing many, many other things. Hope that that helps. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, Janet from Cincinnati, Ohio writes, I have hypothyroidism. My doctor just put me on Synthroid. I really don't want to take medication. What do you suggest? Well, this is what I suggest. With hypothyroidism, that means a slow thyroid. And there are many factors that causes a slow thyroid. You want to make sure, one, that you're taking in plenty of organic iodine. We don't get this in our food supply much. So you take a drop of organic iodine, put it on your skin. It's called the iodine patch test. Put it on your skin, and if it disappears within about 3 hours, then you know you're lacking organic iodine. Synthroid can be helpful, just so you know, for a short period of time, but do not, if you can all help it, you don't want to be on it for a long period of time, unless you've had it removed, you get the thyroid removed, that's a different story. But if you still have the thyroid in, and that you're barely just on it, there's so many things you can do. To keep the thyroid from going too slow, stay off of all the cruciferous vegetables. That means broccoli, cauliflower, anything in the cabbage family, also strawberries. Those are all foods that naturally slow the thyroid down. The other thing, you want to take in plenty of tyrosine. It's an amino acid, about 3,000 milligrams of that per day. 2 to 3 tablespoons a day of coconut oil will speed up the thyroid, get it more regulated the way that it needs to go. Those are several things that will help out when you're dealing with hypothyroidism, and it's something that's really coming on strong in America today. We're seeing hypothyroid, slow thyroid, almost more than ever. It's linking itself in with some autoimmune disease that's becoming a little puzzling. It's something that we're really keeping an eye on clinically, and something that Americans, I think it's a lot of it we're seeing has to do with the alteration of hormones, pituitary gland, and also a lot of the obesity that we're seeing today. It's shutting down a lot of the hormone system. So great email there, and I know that only helped you, but helped many others. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life, listen, here's what I tell people. Maybe you don't have something going on with your health. Maybe things fine. You're just listening to get some good information to take you to the next level in your health. But maybe you know somebody. They're struggling. They've been given a poor diagnosis. They've been given a tough thing from their doctor, and they don't know where to turn or what to do. They don't have health insurance, and they're scared. There's nothing greater than being someone's health advocate, being their cheerleader, getting some information for them and taking it to them so they know where to turn next with their health. We are your second opinion, and we want to walk with you, take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Visit us at our website, sign up for our weekly email newsletter, or follow me at Twitter. Let's go to Terry. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges?
Terry, you can speak up.
Hormone issues, lower high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Why? Because your health matters. It does. Whatever you're dealing with, know this. The body changes, but you have to be willing to change. Your choices every single day, they matter. Put the bottle down, they're saying. Everyday health day or everyday health risk of drinking. Here's a couple of them. So your young women, binge drinking is a little bit more on the rise. So the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently reported that 1 in 5 female high school students and 1 in 8 young women commonly binge drink. And the CDC classifies binge drinking as having 4 or more drinks in one sitting. Others define it as drinking with express purpose of becoming intoxicated. The study also found about 14 million women and girls binge drinking at least 3 times a month. Binge drinking trends among high school girls raises serious concerns. Pregnant women is another one. Drinking and birth defects. Pregnant women continue to drink alcohol despite the risk of losing or harming a fetus. Pretty sad. Unbelievable, actually. Alcohol remains the leading preventable cause of birth defects and developmental disabilities. And the binge drinking specifically has been known to cause miscarriage, stillbirth, and premature birth. College students, of course, drunk driving. Alcohol, especially for young people, can have severe impact on decision-making. So drinking remains a staple of the college lifestyle for many students, but it's also a trigger for poor decisions. At the University of Maryland School of Public Health recently, they found that 1 in 5 college students admitted to driving while drunk. So drunk driving appears to be on the decline, but even for teenagers and college students, it still remains a little bit of a challenge. Men, of course, having alcohol-related deaths are always a big issue. And, of course, men and women share similar issues on the binge drinking, but men have a higher rate of alcohol-related deaths and hospitalizations. Always have been that way. Now, the other thing that's interesting with this is the teenagers and the risky behavior that's associated with it. So, you know, I just think parents obviously make a decision to talk to your kids, teenagers and whatnot. They're going to make their own decisions. They're going to do what they want to anyway, unfortunately. But if you can at least instill some of the information in the home, if you've got some level of trust with them, then they'll listen and hopefully apply it and make it part of their lives. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Let's go to Will. Hi, Will.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you.
Yes, likewise. I'm over in Charlotte, North Carolina, and okay. I was telling your screener that I actually went in today for, I'm a truck driver, so I went in for my semi-annual physical, and they told me that I had some blood in my urine as far as my heart, everything else. You know, I got a clean bill of health on that.
Okay.
So I thought I'd call, give you a call because I listen to you all the time, and I'm always impressed that you know, the way that you handle your callers and the information that you give them. So
thank
I
you.
Thought I'd give you a call and see if you could help me out with that.
So the blood in the urine, and they're not telling you anything, or do they tell you it was a kidney infection, kidney stone? What were they saying?
Well, in all actuality, the doctor said that he wasn't overly concerned because it was just a small, excuse me, I'm cutting my truck off here. It was only a small amount that that he detected. However, I'm taking two different types of medication. One is a one is prednisone, and the other one is Zyrtec. Here,
mm-hmm.
And that was tied to a situation that took me by surprise about 9 months, close to a year ago. I had a breakout of hives for some reason or another. I've never been sickly, anything like that. I'm 51. I'll be 52 in a matter of days now. And always been a gym rat and all of that. Very healthy. Always watched my eating. However, I haven't been able to shake, you know, the situation with the hives. If I miss a, taking the medication on the regular for a day or so, I'll usually get a breakout again. So I was just curious as to whether those two things was connected in any way.
Well, as far as the blood in the urine goes, probably not. But, I mean, I just, the one thing you want to do, you know, if you've got a little bit, no injury, no trauma, right, from that?
That's correct. That's
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it could just be an issue. Like I said, you could have, with a little bit of urine, of blood like that in the urine, sometimes it could be calcium oxalate stones, which are kidney stones, coming through the ureters, but they're not big enough to where they get, you know, they really grind and hurt and create a lot of pain. So sometimes that could be something that you're dealing with. That's a possibility. But more than anything, working on your lifestyle choices is going to help everything else. I mean, finding out what your core nutritional deficiencies are, if you have any, is going to be important too. So, I mean, you get a blood test done with your physician, that's a good way to go just because it kind of lays the foundation. It'll give you a good just overview of what you're dealing with. So that's one thing. One thing to look at, and then from a kind of a natural and nutritional perspective, your supplementation can be helpful, but it's really going to come down to staying hydrated and keeping things healthy. Now, I'm just surprised, I guess, if they did all the blood tests and there was no infection, they would have seen it, so they would have treated it at that level. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I would do. I would look into someone that can work with you on diet, and you know, I would just look at all options along that. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.